Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. And oh my goodness, I always say what a pleasure it is to have a guest on, and I mean it, but this is a very special day for me because one of my favorite actors is here today. Elizabeth Perkins is on the Midday Show. I can't even believe it.
Yeah,
It's so
who?
nice. It's
What a
nice to
kind
meet you.
thing to say. Very
Well,
kind.
we were chatting before we got on the air, and you reminded me of just how your career has really just, you've been everywhere. You've had your hands on so many different projects. You've worked with so many incredible people. We'll get to a little bit of that in a moment, but I have to just put out there first that people can actually meet you coming up this Saturday, August 24th. The Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington is having a special screening of a relatively obscure film called Big that you start
The big picture, big movie, big movie. Yes,
you start in along with, and you discovered, I believe, Tom Hanks. It was very kind of
with
you.
a relatively unknown Tom Hanks. No, I'm just
It
kidding.
may have been
Sorry,
his
Tom Hanks.
look, we're joking, but this was really early after Splash. Maybe he did one or two other movies.
Yeah, it was like Bachelor Party Splash, then big. Yeah.
We'll get to that in a moment. But again, on Saturday, August 24th, again, there's a 3:30 screening. You will be at the post-screening Q&A, or talk back, as it's sometimes called,
Yes.
to talk about your experience on the set of Big, which
Right.
is now a bit of a time ago. But I just want to tell people that you were raised in Western Massachusetts. Just, let everybody know how it is you went from living in a small town in Western Massachusetts near the Vermont border to being a Hollywood actor in a huge, successful movie like Big. How did you get into the profession?
Sure force of will. I actually never thought that I was going to be in movies. I just wanted to be an actor. And I did my very first play at the Franklin County, Massachusetts Roundhouse, where I played Hansel in Hansel and Gretel. And I got bit by a bug. My sister, God bless her, forged ahead and left Western Mass and became a stockbroker in New York City. And
Wow.
eventually I ended up living under her dining room table and auditioning, and I got my first Broadway show. That was literally how it happened. I mean, I moved to Chicago for a little while and studied theater out there at an amazing place called the Goodman Theater School, which is now part of DePaul University.
Can
But
I ask? I'm
moving to New
sorry.
York was really just a leap of faith, and I got a job, and it started from there.
Chicago, did that have anything to do with your being cast in your first movie about last night? Because
Yes.
maybe a lot of people don't realize, but that was based on a play by David Mamet, who of course is known for being a Chicago playwright, a Chicago-based writer. And
Yeah, and actually, David Mamet was a playwright in residency at the Goodman Theater. And I was working there with Greg Mosher, who was running the place at the time. And the producers of About Last Night were actually running the Apollo Theater in Chicago, which was running the
there's
Steppenwolf.
another Apollo Theater.
Yes, they were running the quintessential Steppenwolf play called Bomb in Gilead, which was this massive hit. And I had met them through some Steppenwolf people. So the convergence of all of it, they were like, "Do you want to come in and audition?" And I said, "Yeah." And I got the part. Sometimes I think I've just been in the right place at the right time
There is
because,
a little bit of that, right,
yeah,
to
I think
almost any
there is a
career.
little bit of that. So, yeah. And then David didn't really like the direction that the movie was taking because it was TriStar Pictures at the time. And they were like, "Hey, it's a comedy. It's got Rob Lowe, it's got Demi Moore." And David was like, "Oh, hell no." So he kind of took his name off of it. And then, it was given sort of more of an innocuous title called About Last Night because sexual perversity in Chicago was like, who's going to? We're a major studio. We're not going to release that picture. And it was kind of a hit, actually.
It
And
was a hit.
I was just like a farm girl, standing on a movie deck going, I doing here?
Well, but 2 years later, you're cast opposite Tom Hanks in Big,
Yes.
and
Yeah.
that kind of that really must have been,
It was crazy.
yeah, like it was such a huge film and so successful critically, financially, and otherwise popular with audiences and critics, and everybody bought into that movie and loved it.
Yeah.
What was that experience like? All of a sudden, you became this big name in Hollywood because of the level of that success.
Well, nobody really expected Big to take off the way it did. I mean, Tom got his first Oscar nomination from that movie, which is like, what? And Tom and I used to joke when we were making it, like, going straight to video, going straight to video. Because there were, if you were in the industry at that time, you knew what that meant. There were a lot of body-changing movies that were coming out. Like, he
Yeah, that's
wakes up
right.
one morning and he's, God. And I mean, it was just, so we thought, oh, but within a couple of weeks, we realized with Penny Marshall directing, and we had Barry Sonnenfeld, who was our DP, who was just incredible. What a talent he is. And of course, Tom's performance, which you couldn't have imagined watching every day, because the things that he would pull out of his pocket were just so, your jaw would kind of be on the floor. And it was odd for me, because when I was first cast by Penny, I was cast opposite Robert De Niro. So when I read the script for the first time, it had just a little different of a tone, shall we say. And then when Tom came on board, of course, it all made perfect sense.
But it's so funny that you guys were joking about it being straight to video, which I'm old enough to definitely know what you're referring to, what you meant. But like with such a dream team like that, you have James L. Brooks as a producer, you have Penny Marshall directing, Tom Hanks
Exactly.
and Barry Sonnenfeld, as you said, behind the camera. It's like, how could you go wrong? So, and of course you didn't, but everybody was not, that's what made everybody a household name and gave
And
Penny Marshall the ability.
absolutely. And everything really hinged on Tom's performance. And at one point, Penny said to me, "None of what Tom is doing is believable unless you, Elizabeth, believe him. Everybody else, it doesn't matter. But she has to believe him 100%. And she has to be completely enamored with the person that he is," which wasn't hard to do. I kind of fell in love with Tom Hanks. I mean, what's not to love, And we just had a ball. I mean, we, again, it was one of those situations, you're shooting a movie in New York City, or, you got a trailer on Seventh Avenue, and we were just having a really good time, and we didn't have the expectation, oh, we got to create a massive hit for Fox. We just were having a really good time, and I think it's evident Tom was having a ball, and like I said, pulling stuff out of his pocket that would just, I was in awe, and I kind of had a crush, gotta be
Helps
honest.
with helps that there's chemistry
It
and
does.
non-manufactured chemistry at that, because you can't manufacture it. There was chemistry on that set. For this kind of reflection and these kind of anecdotes, you'll want to come to the Triplex Cinema this Saturday, August 24th, for the 3:30 special one-time only screening of the classic Big with the great Elizabeth Perkins here. Last, I just want to mention, I know your favorite film is Avalon. People, if you haven't seen Avalon, it's part of a trilogy directed by Barry Levinson and created by Barry Levinson, very autobiographical. And I'm urging people to check out Avalon with Elizabeth Perkins. You won't be sorry. And the Flintstones, you acted with Elizabeth Taylor. There's so much to talk about, yet, alas, I have to let you get on with your day, I know. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on the
you for
midday
having
show.
me on. I appreciate it. I really do. And
Anytime,
out here
anytime.
supporting the Triplex and everything they're trying to do there. They're a nonprofit organization, and they have great screenings and great events. And I just wanted to stick around for as long as possible, because it's a great community meeting place and center. So I want to do whatever I can to support them. So everyone, come on out.
Thank you so much.